A new special counsel is investigating former President Trump, and again, there's a veil of secrecy over the whole thing. Download and subscribe to my daily podcast. Hear me get right into the news of the day. You can subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, everybody. Good morning. Good Tuesday morning to all you fabulous people. Hope everybody has been appropriately boned this morning.
So been boned this morning. I've been boned twice.
Damn, girl.
I know. Yeah, so good.
So happy, good. Happy Tuesday to everybody. Lots to get you today. Mm-hmm. And we have a hard stop today.
We do.
At 8 a.m. So we do. We're going to get right into things. By starting out, I learned something new about Master Spas this morning, as a matter of fact. I learned that Master Spas is one of the only spa manufacturers that uses magnet therapy within their hot tub and swim spa thingamajiggies.
Okay. So
they and it's called fancy things. All of them come standard with a Master Force biomagnetic therapy seat.
Master Force.
And this is a big deal, you guys, because the magnet therapy, along with the pressure points in your neck and shoulders, that's what they do with the special seat for your neck and shoulders that has the jets that point downwards on your neck and shoulders, along with magnet therapy, to give you like the most luxurious massaging experience that you can possibly have in a spa, hot tub, or swim spa. So
I need one right now. I need one right now because I got sleep related injuries last night. You know what I mean? When you wake up and you're sore for no reason whatsoever, other than the fact that you just slept wrong. That's me. I need to get in the hot tub right now.
That would be the best thing is magnet therapy, because it would get the kinks out. That's exactly. It's just one more reason that masterspas.com/chicks is your go-to if you are looking for a new hot tub or a new swim spa, because there's no better manufacturer and everything is made right here in the U.S. If you go to masterspas.com/chicks, you can print off a coupon that gets you $1,000 off of a Michael Phelps swim spa or $500 off of any of their hot tubs. They've got the Master Force biomagnetic therapy seat, you guys.
Yes.
Tell me who else has that. I'll tell you.
Nobody. Nobody has it. You guys, make sure that you check out our deep dive. We're going to be recording our deep dive today. I don't know if you guys, a lot of you don't even know about our deep dives. We do one every Tuesday. We record one and then it comes out on Wednesday. Well, is it going to come out on Wednesday? When is Valen going to?
Question. Is it may Valen come out Saturday.
It may come out on the weekends now because Valen has changed that up because she's crazy like that. She's wild and crazy like that, our producer Valen. So it may be coming out on the weekends now. So you guys can enjoy a little dose of the chicks on the weekends. So I'll let you know tomorrow when that's coming out. But who are we talking to, Mock?
This is very exciting, you guys. So there's a woman. I had not heard of her before. You probably have not heard of her before either. Her name is Hannah LaFellig Harrell, and she's a podcaster. She is a Jewish woman who got herself into a little bit of a tangle with Candace Owens on Twitter in relation to all of this Kanye stuff that's happening right now with the anti-Semitic remarks and all that stuff. So she asked Candace to come on her show. Candace obliged, and they had a conversation that was tense, and she's going to come on our show to talk about it. And so that's what our deep dive is this week. I'm pretty stoked.
That'll be cool. So we're going to chit chat with her today, and then it'll drop sometime this week. I'll let you know tomorrow when that is. Okay.
It's going to be good stuff.
Yeah, so, that'll be good.
Anyway, that'll be good. That's happening. Couple of quick headlines to get to before we launch into videos. And the first, you might have a hint about from my name today.
Mm-hmm. So they've renamed it, huh? Because they don't like to be called what?
So the World Health Organization has made it official, you guys.
Stupid.
Monkeypox, no longer called monkeypox, because that's mean to monkeys and like Africa or something. I don't even know.
The head of the Monkey Federation went to them and said, "Listen, we're offended. Okay." We monkeys are
on behalf of monkeys everywhere.
We're offended. Okay.
We're offended.
We're offended. This is so dumb. Don't they have better things to do with their time? Seriously.
No, they do not. And so the new name, if you intend to refer to monkeypox heretofore and forthwith, you must say Mpox. It is now Mpox.
Okay, is it like E-M-pox?
No, just M. Like just capital Mpox.
Okay, that's so the new name. The disease formerly known as monkeypox.
Right.
Okay, so it's the symbol, it's the M, just the M.
It's just Mpox. Okay. This is where we are. So
our world is so stupid. Our world is just the dumbest world. Stupid. Aliens just pass so by. They want to land and then they're like, bunch of dumbasses. We're not going to land. We're
they're
not.
A lost cause. We're mm-hmm. just not even going to stop there.
No, yeah, we're not. So that's we're not happened. Stopping.
Also, the other headline is that Elon Musk is going to, I don't know when, shortly, I would imagine, but he promised on Twitter yesterday that the world is going to find out and see for themselves. We're going to all see the evidence on Twitter of how Twitter suppressed free speech over these past several years. He's got the dirt, he's got all the receipts, and he is planning to share them on Twitter because he believes the public needs to know exactly what happened, who was involved, and all of that stuff. So that's very exciting. I don't know when it's happening, but I would get on Twitter right now. If you've not gotten on Twitter, join Twitter, follow the chicks, follow Elon, and just get ready to have some fun because it's fun on Twitter right now. It's fun.
It is. And this is why he has guns on his bedside table.
Yeah.
You know, because they don't want him talking about any of this. They
no,
don't want
they
him
do
doing
not.
They want to shut this down. Anybody who wants to shut this information down and then they claim to be for democracy, those people need to take all the seats.
Everyone.
Because I'm serious. How can they say that out loud and then in the same breath be like, oh, yeah, but I'm for democracy. Oh, my God. Shut up. Do you not hear what you how can they say these things?
And it's just brazen. It's brazen.
Right. It's like they look in the mirror. It's like they have no self-awareness whatsoever. Mm-hmm. No self-awareness. These people are astounding. They're so afraid of this information coming out. It's like Monica Lewinsky put something out, I think it was yesterday or the day before. She put something out on Twitter where she was like, you know, she put a poll out where she's like, do you want, you know, Twitter to still be the arbiter of, you know, this the person or the people or the entity that, you know, I guess, you know, make sure that this information or information gets monitored, kind of. I mean, I'm paraphrasing, of course. Or do you want this to be, you know, sort of like a free-for-all out here, which is the way it should be, like town square, right? And the people spoke. And it was overwhelmingly, you know, people saying, we want it to be like, you know, the town square. Mm-hmm. And again, I'm paraphrasing. And she was like, oh my God, like this new algorithm is crazy. It's not an algorithm, lady. It's not. It's people saying what they want to say.
Right.
And that's the way that this should be. And they just, it's like the liberals can't handle it. They just can't, they can't deal with the fact that now it is like a free town square. And they're seeing that in real time because they're so used to living in their bubble where everything is monitored and everything is algorithmed to death mm-hmm. in their favor. And right. So now that that's not happening, they're just like, oh my God, I can't deal. I can't make it go back. Make it go back.
Well, and we have an example of that, of a reporter asking Karine Jean-Pierre, like what the White House is going to do about the Elon Musk problem. We'll get to that because it's amazing that they're just saying these things out loud. And they're also talking about what's happening in China in the same presser and not even understanding
right.
that they're creating parallels that they should not be creating in the United States of America.
Exactly.
I mean,
exactly.
It's just freaking nuts.
It is. It's remarkable.
Absolutely nuts. Yeah. Also, I asked this question on Twitter yesterday, did not get any answers, but I'm genuinely curious whether or not Kanye is planning on still buying Parler, because I have not heard anything about that and since the initial announcement. Nothing.
Yeah, that's a great
And now that he's back on Twitter, like what? There's never been a benefit to Kanye buying Parler for him. There's a huge benefit to Candace and her husband. There's a huge benefit to Parler as a platform because it's absolutely the lowest ranking one of the platforms out there. You know, Getter is way ahead of it. True Social, way ahead of it. Parler is kind of low on the totem pole.
I kind of forgot about it.
Right.
Right. Kind of did.
So what possible gain would Kanye have from owning it? I have no idea. But nobody's answered me. Like, I genuinely have no idea if he's still buying it. No idea. None whatsoever.
I don't either. We haven't heard him talk about that. So I don't know.
Not a bit.
No clue.
But Ye, as he goes by now, was on the Timcast yesterday, on Tim Pool's podcast last night. And it was weird, you guys. It's a 2-hour show, over 2 hours total. I watched the first 20 minutes because that's as long as Kanye, he was able to withstand the softballs that Tim was giving him. It was unbelievable. He brought Milo Yiannopoulos and Nick Fuentes onto the set. And so the three of them were there, and Tim was trying to figure out, I mean, even ahead of his show, he was like, do I give them a platform? Do I not? Because it's going to anger people who think the three of them should be deplatformed completely. But I believe that daylight is the best disinfectant. We need to hear more from people who express their views so that we can understand. So I'm going to try to get to the bottom of what they're thinking, blah, which I thought was fine. I thought it was absolutely fine. So, he went on, and I'm going to show you the 2-minute clip that leads up to Kanye and his team storming out of the podcast. And if you guys, it's nothing. There's literally nothing that is contentious. There's nothing that is like this huge moment where you're like, wow, that was super offensive. Kanye should get up and walk out. Nothing. You're going to see that Kanye is saying some stuff, and then all of a sudden he gets mad. And he just leaves. Here it is.
But the thing is, when I said my children, the reason why my brain kind of blocked, because it's like God is saying, you know, your children are going to be okay. Baby mama's got money, right? God is using me. He's breaking me down, removing all of the, you know, richest person, all of this, so I can serve him. And the more and more those things are taken away from me, the more I can be empty and be a vessel and be able to be used. And right now it's like, you're not going to take, if we can't, you're not going to take my pain away, right? The Jewish people say, it's the Holocaust, this happened, and you can't say anything about it. We can't take their pain away. No one's going to denounce the fact that they tried to lock me up. That's what, because every time I'm just holding stride, and it's like, I thought I was more Malcolm X, but I find out I'm more MLK, because as I'm getting hosed down every day by the press and financially, I'm just standing there. And when I found out that they tried to put me in jail, it was like a dog was biting my arm, and I almost shed a tear, almost. But I still walked in stride through it.
Yeah. I think they've been extremely unfair to you.
Who was they, though? We can't say who they is,
corporate,
can we?
Press. I'm not using I don't use the word as the way I guess you guys use. I'm talking about
it is
about,
them though, isn't it? I mean, because
no.
because when you think about it, consider it. In 2018,
what do you mean it's not?
What do I mean? Like, okay, so how about? Are you leaving?
Are you afraid of the press?
He's gone. I'll say it right now. You guys want to bring that stuff up?
And then have the discussion.
Not gonna have a conversation.
Like, have the discussion.
Like, you think Ye's gonna come in here and say, "Here's my pain. Here's my suffering." I'm gonna say, "I hear you." And then he's gonna say, "And it was Jewish people." And I'm gonna be like, "Okay, but don't you consider?" So I'm not gonna do this. I refuse.
Go, make sure he's cool.
All right, go for it. Luke and I will have a conversation. So I can't say I'm surprised. What do I even do? Other than ask him, please elaborate on this. Are you referring to individuals, or are you quite literally blaming an entire group of people for the fact that powerful individuals are causing you harm?
You know, the only thing worse than a woman that has drama is a man that has drama. You know what I mean? I can't deal with all the drama. I just can't.
It's exhausting.
And listen, nothing against people who, because I feel sorry for people who have mental issues, you know? People who have bipolar and whatnot. We actually put a guy in jail who has bipolar. He stalked us, you know? But people who have bipolar disorder have no business running for president. I'm putting that out there. And if
well,
you come out-
Well, people who can't put up with, I don't even know what made him so mad, but people who can't have that conversation,
right.
have no re- if he can't handle Tim Pool, how's he going to handle the world?
Right. Right? It's like, seriously, people are going to come at me for that statement. Like, oh, but you can, you know, control it with medication and blah, blah. No. If you have something like that, I don't think that you should be running for president. You shouldn't. It, like, he has issues that he needs to deal with, and he shouldn't be the leader of the free world, right. period. I mean, I feel for him. I like him. I just don't think he has any business being the leader of the free world. We have enough freaking problems. We don't need to be dealing with this drama. Period.
It is nuts. And the trio, that is such a bizarre, it's just such a bizarre trio.
Is Milo gay anymore? What's the deal with his gayness?
He's an ex half Jew. He's an ex gay. He's all over the place. Absolutely all over the place right now. And I saw some parleys. I don't even know what they call them. Like whatever you tweet on Parler. I don't know how long ago, but he is very bitter towards Trump from 2020. So apparently because he was part of Trump's team at some point, and then he became angry at being like sort of excommunicated from that team. And he said, like his words, in fact, I'll pull up his exact words. He said, I lost everything helping to put Trump in office. My life and career were completely destroyed. Was it worth it? No. I feel utterly betrayed. I will have vengeance. Burn the Republican Party to the effing ground.
Oh, that's,
so when you put something like that out there, it makes you wonder, is he latching on to Kanye specifically to put the Republican Party in the ground?
Right.
Because he knows that pitting Kanye against Trump creates all kinds of drama in the GOP, right? It obviously, because we're talking about this as a major news story. So it's very calculated. It's very weird. You throw Nick Fuentes in there. And
I'm going to burn the Republican Party to the ground. He seems like he has good intentions.
So okay. Like, and what is Kanye doing putting those two people? Everything about it is freaking bat crap. It's all of it.
It is all bat crap. It's toxic. It's like a toxic brew of no, of no. Can we it just really not? Is. Can we not? Just what not. Is our problem? Like, can we just not with these? Can we just say no? Just say no. And then move on to somebody who is like an actual leader that's going to like be somewhat normal.
It's solid and steady.
It's okay to say that. It's like, what is wrong with saying, no, these people are toxic. We're going to move on to somebody who's not toxic. Bye.
Right.
Good
well,
Lord.
But unfortunately, I was watching the live chat as I was watching that 20 minutes with Kanye on the show. I was watching the chat and people love him. Like people are like, yay, 2024. So many people were like, Tim, you're not letting him talk enough. And he's amazing. And like, he should absolutely be president. He's way more qualified than Trump.
Who are these people? Raise your hand and then punch yourself in the face.
I mean,
good Lord.
Nuts, you guys. God. It is nuts. But you know what's not nuts? Getting skincare from Genucell.
Right. It's a fantastic transition.
So now until Christmas. So now we know how long the 70% sale is going to last. Now until Christmas is when you want to treat yourself to the most popular package for 70% off. And when you order that, they're going to throw in that hyaluronic acid correcting serum for free. So you're already getting 70% off the most popular package. You also get the hyaluronic acid serum tossed in there. It's a fantastic deal, whether you're getting it for yourself or whether you're getting it for someone you love. Now is the time before Christmas. You just have to go to genucell.com/chicks. You can use code chicks. I was just using the toner. I love their toner. I use their toner every day and their deep sea cleanser because it's so gentle. I love their entire line. Like there's not anything that I've ever tried from Genucell that I do not use religiously and love. It is fantastic skincare.
Yeah. I'm all about the XV cream. The XV cream is like my go-to every single day. It's my skin butter. Is thirsty. It's very dry. It's the butter. It's the greatest step ever.
Butter.
Butter. You guys can go to our website, chicksontheright.com. Best place ever. You should be going there every single day and bookmark it. Go.
Best place ever. Okay. Let's move on from yay, because there's no unpacking and untangling that, because it's such a cluster. So I don't even know, right? Like, that happened. We needed to tell you that it happened because it's all the rage, being talked about like crazy everywhere. The other story that's getting a lot of talk is the fact that one of, not just the, but one of the complete deviant freak shows that Biden has appointed into his administration was just arrested for stealing a woman's luggage. And so there's nobody better to break this down than Tucker and Trace Gallagher. Listen.
Predicted this? When Joe Biden appointed a pup play loving non-binary dude to oversee our country's nuclear waste, could something possibly go wrong? I mean, we weren't sure, but that person, it turns out, was just charged for a bizarre crime. Trace Gallagher of the Fox News Channel, as always, has that story for us. Hey, Trace.
Hey, Tucker. Sam Brittain is now on leave from the Department of Energy. Unknown if the leave is connected to Brittain being accused of stealing a woman's clothing and luggage from Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport. Anthony Gakowski of Alpha News reports that Brittain initially lied to police about the luggage, then agreed to return it, but apparently has not yet done so. Brittain is the first openly gender-fluid person to hold a leadership post at the DOE, which the official title is Deputy Assistant Secretary of Spent Waste Disposition. That means disposing of spent nuclear fuel. Interesting that Brittain's doctor, his drag queen alter ego, is Sister Ray D.O. active. Brittain is also controversial for lecturing at colleges about Kink 101, talking about things like a pup play fetish, you know, dressing up young men in dog collars and muzzles. Brittain is also a member of a drag queen society that uses graphic sexual names to mock Catholic nuns. Brittain, by the way, is seen here with Rachel Levine, the first transgender associate secretary of Health and Human Services. Brittain is also proud of once visiting the White House in high heels.
Oh my God. This is the administration now. This is what our government has become. Right. This is it. Yeah.
And you know, China's like, we're not scared of you. Okay.
Right. We're not. You guys are going to get squashed in the next couple of years. And this, seriously, and like our military is reflective of that too. Mm-hmm. I mean, my God, Rachel. Wow.
I mean, it's just a complete freak show. The entire administration is a total freak show.
And the pictures of him with the dog collar, like the, seriously, like what a freaking degenerate. I cannot. I look at that and I'm just like, I'm in my house watching, my kid is there. Like, I'm just going, yeah, this is the Biden administration, honey. This is it. I mean,
it's
what
just sexual gross. Deviants and complete freaks. And for some reason, we're trying, the culture wants to normalize all of this.
Right.
And it's just a lifestyle. It's all fine.
I mean, it's fine. You love everybody. Okay.
God.
All
it's
right.
It's just freaking whack. Okay. It is whack. And part of the freak show also includes Karine Jean-Pierre, who we have to talk about as well for so many reasons. But one of the clips, we mentioned that we were going to play this earlier, and that is so many people in the media and on the left are saying, we got to do something about Elon Musk and Twitter. And so this was perfectly reflected in one of the reporters' questions to KJP yesterday. And this woman looks genuinely terrified that the world is somehow ending because Elon Musk has control of Twitter right now. She wants to know, what's the White House going to do about this? What are the plans? Here's that exchange.
About Twitter, you know, there's a researcher at Stanford who says that this is a critical moment, really, in terms of ensuring that Twitter does not become a vector for misinformation. I mean, are you concerned about the, you know, Elon Musk says there's more and more subscribers coming online? Are you concerned about that? And what tools do you have? Who is it at the White House that is really keeping track of this?
So look, this is something that we're certainly keeping an eye on. And look, we have always been very clear and that when it comes to social media platforms, it is their responsibility to make sure that when it comes to misinformation, when it comes to the hate that we're seeing, that they take action, that they continue to take action. Again, we're all keeping a close eye on this. We're all monitoring what's currently occurring. And we see it with our own eyes of what you all are reporting, and just for ourselves, what's happening on Twitter. But again, social media companies have a responsibility to prevent their platforms from being used by any user to incite violence, especially violence directed at individual communities, as we have been seeing. And the president has been very clear on calling that out.
Okay. So they have a responsibility to be an arm of the Democrat Party. Is that what that's their responsibility? And when they cease to do that, we get freaked out. And yeah, that's precisely what's happening. That's what's happening here. I mean, that's
because Apple is threatening to take Twitter off and Google Play. Yeah. They're threatening to take them off of their platforms,
which
would be the literal end of Twitter.
It would be the end of them.
And that would be so extraordinarily China if they do that. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't even believe that that's a possibility.
Right.
Because they've given Elon no reason for it. They're just like, yeah, we're going to threaten you that it's going to happen because what?
We don't like that you've made it free, as opposed to making it the arm of the Democrat Party. So we're threatening to shut you down. And if and when they do shut it down, then what we're seeing is, like you said, China. Meanwhile, yeah, they're not saying jack shit about what's happening in China, where China has burned people alive in their apartments for COVID. They've welded people shut. We don't even know if it was 10 or 11 people. Could have been more. But they've welded people shut in their apartments. And what are they saying about that? Hardly anything at all.
Well, that's pathetic. And we've got some clips from John Kirby, which are just unbelievable about that, because the response has been so tepid and weak and just pathetic. It's unreal.
It is so pathetic.
Before we get to John Kirby, we have to make fun of Corrine talking about the Nobel Peace Prize, because you guys, she is such an effing moron. I mean, there's never been a press secretary dumber than Corrine Jean-Pierre. Never in the history of ever. Here, right here, is the evidence.
Today, President Biden met with three U.S. winners of the 2022 Nobel Prize, Dr. Caroline Bertozzi, who won the Nobel Prize in Chemistry, Dr. John Clauser, who won the Nobel Prize in Physics, and Dr. Douglas Diamond, who won the Nobel Prize in Economic Sciences.
Mm-hmm. Four times. She said
right.
Nobel.
Nobel.
I can't.
She's going to go get some pizza later at Nobel Roman's. She's going to go.
What in the world is happening?
She's not here. She's not here to give out information, you guys.
Oh, my God.
She's here. Has you guys noticed that she's Black and she's a lesbian and she's an immigrant? Did you guys notice that she's a lesbian?
That surely can't be why she was hired for that position, though.
No. Oh, God, no. Mm-hmm. No. No.
That never happens.
Because she's really, really good at her job. She's right. So good at it, you guys.
So eminently qualified.
So good.
Oh, my God. She's mm-hmm. just the absolute worst, worst person in this role in the history of all time and space.
So ever. Bad.
So bad. And John Kirby, not much better from the State Department. So he did a bunch of, you know, talking about the whole China thing, got some questions, one of which was from Peter Ducey. And because the statement that they released was like, we stand in support of the protesters, but like nothing condemning the whole reason that the people are out there protesting. They're
right.
Just like, protests should be peaceful. Like it was so bad. So they got he got questions about that. The first one, I think this is the one with Peter Ducey. Yes.
The White House's line that everybody has the right to peacefully protest and not the U.S. thinks it's bad to lock people up in their houses to stop COVID.
We've made it clear, Peter, that a lockdown is not a policy that we're going to support here. We've come a long way. Over these last 3 years, hard to believe 3 years, in terms of treating COVID and preventing COVID. So we've said, you know, a lockdown is not a policy that we support here. But obviously there are people in China that have concerns about that, and they're protesting that, and we believe they should be able to do that peacefully.
Oh my God! bad.
You kind of have supported lockdowns, you dumbass. Like, we've seen it over the past couple. Like, we've seen it with our eyes. So when they say it, if they feel like they say it enough, we're going to just believe it because we've seen it. You've done the whole lockdown thing. Fauci has, like, he's praised China for this. I put it on our site yesterday. Mm-hmm. There's a video of him saying it just recently. He was like, yeah, what China's doing is great. It's great. I'm a troll. I mean, he's like, these people are nuts if they think that we haven't seen them do lockdowns over the past couple of years. We've watched you do it.
Oh, yeah. Hello. I mean, and now they're going to act like, oh, no, that's never been our policy.
We didn't do it. Trump did it. Trump did it. It was Trump, you guys. Oh, my God. It's crazy. Like, stop gaslighting. Stop doing all the things. Stop telling us that you didn't do things when you actually did it. Because we saw you do it. We saw you take jobs away from people while you still had jobs. We saw you ruin people's lives. We saw people die. You know, we've seen people's health be affected by the lockdowns. So shut your yapper.
Yeah.
Because we watched it.
And if you don't want to talk about lockdowns here, okay. But how about having the stones to call out the CCP for what they are doing right now?
Right.
They have. I mean, how can they're just? This is just the weakest response ever. It just is pathetic.
Yeah.
Thank you, Pamela. Pamela says, when you vote for a president, you vote for the cabinet. Compare Biden's to Trump's.
Right.
Exactly.
Especially when it's a weak response, especially when you see those videos, okay, and you hear the people screaming inside. There were children in there. You can hear the screams of people begging to get out.
Yeah.
That's their government locking them in there, burned alive. Like, how is that not freaking all of us out? When there are liberals not saying anything. Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. Because the celebrities are, like, you know, bankrolled by China. So they're not saying anything, you know? I mean, the LeBron Jameses of the world are just like, ah, do-de-do-de-do-de-do. I'm not going to say
there's celebrities praising the lockdown, saying that we should do more of that here.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
have
crazy.
Fun with that. Hell no. This is why you do not give up your guns. You do not give up your rights. You don't give up any of that stuff. It's communism, y'all. Hell to the no.
And apparently this administration is too afraid to call it out. And that should make all of us worried. Because if they can't even condemn the most basic thing to condemn, how far away are we from them doing the same thing
here? It's just gross. It's pathetic and gross.
Yeah. And so Kirby was pressed about, like, people wanted to know, well, what's Joe Biden's reaction to what he's seeing from China? And this is what Kirby's response was.
I'm wondering, what is the president's reaction when he hears protesters in China chant freedom or Xi Jinping step down?
The president's not going to speak for protesters around the world. They're speaking for themselves.
So there's no reaction?
These protesters are speaking for themselves. What we are doing is making it clear that we support the right of peaceful protest.
Oh, my God.
It's unbelievable.
What in the world?
Yeah, it's just gross. So gross. Yeah.
Oh, my God. So people are outraged, as they should be, about this weak-ass response. Look at what somebody made.
The statement you issued, or that was issued earlier today, didn't include any explicit calls for China to stop detaining and harming protesters and journalists.
We're watching this closely, as you might expect we would. And again, we continue to stand up and support the right of peaceful protest. And I think we're going to watch this closely. And
my God, that's perfect.
Right?
That is perfection. Not? This is why I love people. This is seriously why I love people. That was perfect.
I know. It was absolutely perfect.
It doesn't get any better than that. It's not more accurate than that.
Well, and if you want a little history lesson about how we got to this place, let me show you one of the people that was singing the praises of China for the past several years, because this is the guy who apparently we have put all of our trust in for foreign policy. Here is what helped the rise of China right here.
Is not our enemy.
I believe then, and I'm even more convinced now, that a rising China is an incredibly positive development for not only China, but the United States and the rest of the world.
It is in our self-interest that China continue to prosper. China
is a great nation, and we should hope for the continued expansion.
We want to see China rise. A rising China can be a significant asset for the region and the world.
China is going to eat our lunch? Come on, man.
They're not bad folks, but guess what?
They're not competition for us.
China's not our problem.
We can help them with some of their problems.
China's not a problem.
The idea that China is going to eat our lunch is bizarre.
And so what are we worried about?
We talk about China as our competitor. We should be helping.
Do you think in retrospect that you were naive about China?
No.
There you go.
God, he's a freaking idiot, this guy. He's just there such an go. Idiot. God, good job, Democrats.
I mean, this is just, we're exactly where Democrats wanted us to be, I guess. Mm-hmm. I mean, they want a weak America because they freaking hate America and they don't hide their disgust of their own country.
You are correct.
It is time for you to start stocking up for Christmas presents and stockings. And this is what you can get right now. I mean, you can get anything you want from mypillow.com/chicks. But I could not recommend more highly the kitten fur squeezy technology of the MyPillow slippers and moccasins. They are
pretty awesome.
Glorious.
Mm-hmm. They're the best. Glorious. I love the travel pillows for people. Those are really great gifts. Mm-hmm. And since I already have bought like most of my Christmas presents, a lot of them are in my attic right now and all of my Christmas trees are up. I'm not even kidding you guys. Well, I have one more to do. I have two Christmas trees up, one more little one to do. Yeah. See, I'm that person and I've bought like all my Christmas presents, but I really love the travel pillows for people. They're great. You guys, they're great.
Especially because they can actually roll up pretty tight and fit in a stocking. So really that's another great stocking stuffer. Mm-hmm. MyPillow.com/chicks. You can save huge on their sheets still. You can also get buy one, get one offers on a ton of their products. This is the time to stock up, support Mike Lindell in the process, support us in the process. Mm-hmm. MyPillow.com/chicks and then use code chicks at checkout.
Mm-hmm. We need to have some whack in our lives right now. What is the whack today?
You guys, my whack was initially do this whack of like this guy who's a cannibal and he like ate these people in Florida. And then I was like, I'm just not going to do that today. I just can't do it. So I found this other story of these people who had a wedding and they had, you guys know the jingle, the O'Reilly Auto Parts jingle? The O'Reilly. Yeah. I was like, oh my God, I know that jingle. So these people got married, this young couple got married, and the people who actually created the jingle, they're like in their 50s and 60s, maybe even a little bit like, you know, older. They actually came to their wedding. All the original creators of that jingle were at their wedding and they sang it at their wedding. And I thought to myself, oh my God, like this is something that Mock would love.
I totally love it.
If she wasn't an HR and she wasn't a chick on the right, she would have been a jingle maker is what she would have
been
done.
A jingle singer.
She would have been a jingle singer. But listen to this, you guys. They sang this at their wedding.
And there's even the guy talking.
The guy talking.
Test your battery for free. If your battery does need to be replaced, we'll help you find the best superstart battery for your vehicle. Don't wait until your battery is dead.
Listen to the end.
And O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Ow! Even the chick at the end, it's like, ow!
I love that.
That's the part that I want. I mean, imagine how much she gets paid for that. Just to go, oh my God.
That's the best line. She gets the best line.
I know. And like Carol's like, that's weird. Yeah, I mean, it is. It is. To me, it'd be weird. But to Mock, she would be like, oh my God, do it again. Do it four more times. She would be doing it.
And then there would be a choreographed dance.
Right. She'd be doing single, single, double. Yeah. She'd be up there in her dress. And I'd be like, yeah, that's a little bit weird. I mean, I had like 10 people at my wedding. So, but Mock, she would have had like 375 people like dancing to some O'Reilly thing. It would have been, people would be doing like high kicks and stuff.
Yeah, it would have been a thing.
Yeah. Anyways, but there you go.
There's your whack cool. for today.
That's your whack for the day. All right. Cash is not in here today, you guys. I don't know. He wasn't feeling it. I don't know what his problem is. I'll go out there.
He owes me a flap.
He owes everybody three flaps. I know. He does. He is so behind in flapping. I'll scold him. I'll scold him when I get out there. I will. I will. Okay, good. You guys.
He needs schooling.
We're bringing it in. Such a big bring it in. You guys hope everybody.
Oh, you guys. I want to make sure. I think there are only like 15 tickets left to the meet and greet. So if you have not gotten your ticket yet and you want to come and hang out with us on April 29th in Phoenix, go to the top of our Facebook page or go to our website, chicksontheright.com, and in the search field, type Camp Tono, C-A-M-P-T-O-N-O, and there's a link there where you can get your ticket still, but they are almost gone. So if you would like to come, time is running out. We are going to sell out, and it's happening.
Yes, come meet us.
It'll be fun.
Yes, you guys have a great day, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
Bye, everybody.
You may not believe this, but you know, sometimes you just don't get the whole story from a lot of media coverage. I'm Byron York from The Byron York Show. In my latest episodes, I discuss how a new special counsel is gearing up to investigate former President Trump, and a lot of the evidence in the case is secret. Don't forget to download and subscribe to my daily No Chit Chat podcast. I don't talk about every single issue in the news, just the ones you need to know the most. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.